Hi, this is Geraldine.
And Amy.
And Susan.
And you're listening to The Because Show, a weekly podcast by three outspoken women who have been around the block several times. Hey guys, welcome to November. It's actually mid-November. We've been here a while, but welcome
crazy.
To it. And that means that Thanksgiving is around the corner. We're about to like jump right into the holiday season. We've got so much going on this month. Let's talk some turkey.
Let's do it. How do you guys feel about the holiday? Let's talk about the holidays for a second. Like now that they are just impending, like
the commercials are there. Yeah. It's after Halloween.
What's your feeling?
I'm excited. I like food.
Food's good. I like food.
There's a lot of work coming up. I feel like after Halloween until New Year's Day, you've got all your regular stuff to do. Mm-hmm. Plus throw on top of that all the holiday stuff.
I know. It is
so
kind of crazy.
I have to make a conscious effort not to get stressed out and just like do what I can because it can be overwhelming.
Yeah. What do you guys do for Thanksgiving? Remind me.
Bob and the kids and I are driving, or we're actually flying up to Marin County on Wednesday to see my sister and her family.
Oh, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. That's what about fun. You, ma'am?
We're going to Palm Springs to stay with John's mom and dad.
Mm.
And I don't have to do any cooking.
Very
because
nice.
His brother from San Francisco, who is a foodie, is coming down and cooking everything. So I just have to help.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to the opposite of Palm Springs. I'm going to Detroit.
Brr.
Yeah, I know. Totally the opposite of Palm Springs. So I also don't have to cook, which is nice. I never do.
Because
we just drive up there in our, we're driving from Chicago. We don't have to cook.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to doing some baking when I get up to my sister's house. We're going to do a pie buffet for the first
fun.
Year.
Oh, fun.
And because it's fun to eat pie at Thanksgiving.
You're not kidding
there,
lady.
Don't limit yourself to a pumpkin and a pecan. We are actually going to do a crack pie.
What's that?
Remember I talked about it on a podcast a while ago?
Yes.
It's like crack pie. It's like a custard pie that was developed in this restaurant in New York, and it's supposed to be so good. It's like crack. You can't stop eating it. So it has like a, I think like an oatmeal cookie crust, and the inside is like a creme brulee custardy thing. So we're going to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And like a pumpkin custard. And last year I did a butterscotch pear. So we're going to do the pie thing.
Yum.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
That sounds good.
Yeah. But there's other things going on this month of November.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the most relevant and super fabulous is the NaNoWriMo.
That's right. NaNoWriMo, for those of you who don't know, it stands for National Novel Writing Month.
Oh, I thought it was No Writing Month.
No. It's National Novel Writing Month. And what you do, if you sign, you can go on the website and sign up. And it's not a contest or anything, but you're basically just pledging to write 50,000 words in the month of November, which is basically a short novel. So it's for all those people who want to write, who've always had the novel in their head. It's just like, just, you know what? Just sit down and do it.
Really?
It's just about the word count.
No, how many words is it?
50,000.
50,000. Like, how many pages is that?
I think that's equivalent to almost 200 pages.
Wow.
But it's great because so many people, I think, are pretty intimidated by the process.
Yeah.
And I think in order to write something decent, you have to write a pretty bad first draft. So this just forces you to sit down and just get it on paper.
Write that bad first draft. And then it'll be there for you later when you want to go back and revise.
Exactly. So I did it 1 month. I did it a couple of years ago. And it's a big feeling of accomplishment. And,
But
you just kind of write it. And I recommend it. Well, it's too late now. But next year, I recommend it for people. Because it's a great exercise.
Yeah, because the month is halfway over now.
So even if you never do anything with that novel, if you have the idea, it's a really cool to just sit down and just write it.
Right. Well, it's also branched out. People have taken the NaNoWriMo idea and turned it into other things as well. And I mean, I can totally appreciate that people need structure and having something to do every day is fun for a month. Or maybe you want that so it can give your life a little bit of direction. And one of the interesting things out there is the NoBlowSumo.
What's that?
Okay.
Well, the NoBlowSumo is the thing in the blogosphere where people are taking pictures of their shoes every day to put on their blog for the month of November.
Oh, funny. I like
that. So it doesn't have to be that you wear a different pair of shoes every day.
You just have to take a picture of them.
Yeah, take your picture. Some people run out of stuff to blog about, so blog about your shoes.
That works.
I have a connection with this. Last week, I was looking up nail polish something or other on the internet, and I came across Nailosaurus.
Ooh, what's that?
She does a nail blog.
Hmm.
And she did this. She did a different manicure, a different, you know, nail polish design thing every day for October.
Wow. That is such a niche market there.
Yeah.
And I mean,
they were really cool.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's a Nailosaurus.
Huh. Okay. So that would fall into the category of the na octpene. National October Paint Your Nails Month.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah, the nail stuff has taken off as like one of the biggest, hugest trends of 2011. We haven't really talked about trends lately, but I've noticed that the nail trends are still going strong.
I've noticed that too a little
bit.
It's
like a big deal, especially, yeah. Have you guys heard about graffiti nail art?
No, last time it was the crackle. I'm still getting used to the crackle thing.
Was it on Nailsaurus or whatever that
was? No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's like splatter paint, like 80s, but on your nails.
Okay.
So it takes a little...
These, like tiny little canvases.
Yes.
Do whatever you want.
Like painting your nails as tiny little canvases. And now I know this kind of dovetails into another topic that we love to talk about. The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So there is a nail enamel company called China Glaze.
Wait, hold on a second. Have you guys seen the trailer for The Hunger Games? Because awesome.
Oh, hell
looks
yeah.
So good. I know a lot of our listeners love that book too.
It tells the whole beginning. Just the trailer. You get the whole beginning of the story. Yeah.
It looks so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I have not seen the trailer.
Jerilyn?
I'm waiting. I just want to have it all come at me all at once.
Really?
That's what she said.
You guys, we should go see the movie together, all three of us.
It's not coming out till March, right?
Well,
we've got a while.
Are you saying we're not going to be friends then?
Okay. Are you breaking up with us, Jerilyn? Yeah.
Susan, you and I will just go.
Okay.
I'll think about
it. Jerilyn's like, I'm busy that night.
No.
I'm a very busy lady.
Surprisingly, this nail enamel company, China Glaze, has released a nail polish collection, or it will be releasing it to coincide with the March release of the Hunger Games movie, and they have all these nail polishes named after and inspired by the movie. They're releasing 12 different colors, and they're so specific. That's what caught my eye. It's like, it's been a while since I read the book, but I kind of remember. But there's a color called Cinnamon, inspired by Cinna, the character Cinna, his gold eyeliner. There's a color called Heat of the Moment, inspired by the costumes that Katniss and Peeta wear into the arena.
Wow.
So this the creators of this nail enamel went through the book and found inspiration within those chapters.
That would be cool, though, to go through the book and find like the things that are described with colors, you know, and things like that could be cool nail polish.
There's a nail polish called Coal Hearted, inspired by District 12, which I bet is like a glittery black.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I know, it's so random. I think that's a new thing.
Is there an internet site that people can go to see these actual colors? Because I'd like to see what Baker's Son.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like Peeta. How? Like
what
some
color
of them
is that?
Yeah, like Cinna's gold eyeliner is like a pretty obvious inspiration. It's a nice one, but like Baker's Son, it like look
like
bread?
A brown bread.
Yeah.
Well, I did poke around on the China Glaze site, and it is pretty. It's probably the most extensive, comprehensive nail enamel collection I've ever seen in my life. I looked through their. I mean, I'm not even really into nail polish, but I looked through their holiday collections. They have seasonal stuff coming out, like the gingerbread collection, the snow fairies on ice collection, the sparkly icicle collection. They have probably like 10 different just for the holidays.
Wow.
They're really, really pretty colors. I think you may not be able to buy them in stores. They may be like to the trade only.
Oh.
But China Glaze, Google China Glaze, and they have a very nice website with lots and lots and lots of sparkly colors.
Nice.
Very nice. So yeah, that's one of the things. We've got a while to look forward to that. That's not happening till March. But getting back to November, it turns out that there's Black Friday coming up and also Buy Nothing Day on the flip side of that coin. Are you guys more into the Black Friday or the Buy Nothing?
Well, in past years, my mom has come down for Thanksgiving and we've actually braved the mall during Black Friday. And it's kind of fun. I kind of like it. But then on other years, I have done the Buy Nothing Day where we just stay home. Now, Black Friday and Buy Nothing Day are the same thing, right?
Right.
So you have to choose which it's like, you know, Edwin or Jared. What are those two? Camp.
That was the worst Twilight
reference. Jared is the guy from the Subway commercials, first of all. And I think Edwin was John's alter ego. So that is a Sophie's choice right there.
Edward or Jacob?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Peeta Gail. That's better. Okay. For my family, we have a long, long standing tradition, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving, me and my mom and my two cousins all go to the mall.
Uh-huh.
And it's awful. I mean, it's fun. It's really fun, but it's just packed.
It's awfully fun.
It's the mall in Southfield, Michigan. It's called the Somerset Collection.
Okay.
It is such a fancy mall that it's a collection. It's not a mall. And my cousin Sheila is a diehard, devoted shopper, so she's always got the coupons. We get there early. She's always got the coupons. She knows who's having the sale. She knows the mall, like the back of her hand. Yeah. She knows the route. It's a giant mall.
Wow.
And it's fun. I mean,
that
it sounds
like fun.
It is fun. By the end of the day, it's crowded and we're tired and... every year we're like, oh, we're not going to go. Someone, every year one person's like, I'm not going to go.
We're never doing this again.
Then she goes anyway, you know. Yeah. And so we'll definitely be doing that this year too. It'll be fun.
I've heard that Black Fridays are, a lot of chains are opening at midnight instead of the 4 or 5 a.m.
It's just so crazy.
And shoppers are upset about that.
Because they don't get to sleep?
Yeah, because they want to like spend time with their family and then go to bed.
Right.
And then wake up and do it the next day.
But nobody's forcing them to go at midnight.
Right, but that's when the doorbuster sales are.
Oh,
and that's what they go for. But they wake, you know, they'll go to bed early and then wake up, you know, pumped and ready to bust those doors.
To get that flat screen TV or whatever.
Right, for $5 or
I don't want to do that.
Whatever it is. No, I never want to do that either.
No.
But I thought it was interesting that stores are doing that now. And they're doing it because there's such a competition between the stores to get that mass of shoppers at your store. So there you go.
I'm not a Black Shopper Day person. Whatever it's called, Black Day Shopping. What's it called again?
I don't know.
Black Friday.
I'm pretty sure that's racist, though.
I have never gone out on Black Friday. I'm a more leisurely type person the day after Thanksgiving. I want to just drink coffee and read the New York Times and relax.
And do all your shopping online.
And I do all my shopping online.
That sounds like a better way to go.
Yeah, but you know, the one thing that I do like to shop for is purses.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my thing. Some people like jeans. Some people like coats. Some people like shoes. I like purses.
I like all those things. Well, I like jeans, coats, shoes, and purses.
My purse just broke.
Oh, no.
And I went out the other day. I'm a picky purse picker.
Person.
And, okay, last Christmas, what I wanted for Christmas was a new purse. So John went out for like an entire Saturday, unbeknownst to me. He took Henry with him and was looking for a purse for me. He went to every store that he knew. He braved the mall. He braved other malls, just everywhere he could think of. And he couldn't find a purse for me. So he put $100 in an envelope and that was my purse.
That's really sweet.
I remember that actually.
Yeah. And but the thing is, like, I couldn't find a purse either that I liked. And I searched high and low. And finally I went on Etsy. Mm-hmm. And after about 3 days of like bleeding eyeballs looking at so many purses, I found like two that I really like. So one was like $190 and the other one was $110. Mm-hmm. So I went with the $110 one. I
thought you'd be like, so I got them both.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So I got the purse and it was great. And it's green and it has like this deer head on it.
Mm-hmm,
and
I remember.
It's really cool.
It's very cute.
And the inside, the magnet that held the two sides together, just recently came out, like maybe a month ago. It just like popped out, and so I'm really sad and I just can't find anything.
Well, so what do you look for in a purse? What are your requirements?
I want it to look cool. I don't want it too big or too deep, because if a purse is too deep, you're not going to find anything. It's lost. It's gone. I want it to have pockets on the side or a divider in the middle. It's got to have one strap, because those two-strap purses don't stay on your shoulders. When you have kids, you're holding a hand, and then your shoulder is a little bit slopey, and then one handle is always flopping off of your shoulder, so it has to have one strap. Some kind of closure. What else? I don't know. It has to appeal to my taste.
Yeah. And be in a reasonable price range and look sturdy. And
purses are tough. I have trouble with them too.
And then the other day I'm looking at purses. I'm like, God, why should I care? Who cares? I've seen so many women carrying ugly purses and no one cares.
That would be me. I don't care.
So why do I care so much about this purse making a statement about myself? Like, I feel like I have to have...
I can answer that.
Just this ugly, regular purse. Okay.
I can answer that.
Answer.
Because a purse is something that you carry every day. Yeah. You know, it's a bigger commitment. It's like a haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like we all make bigger commitments to our haircuts, maybe pay more. Because you wear your hair every day.
Yeah.
And your purse you're going to carry. It's not like a shirt that you buy it and then you wear it and you're like, yeah, I don't like it. I'm not going to wear it again. Like, you're going to carry that damn thing every day, no matter what you're wearing. It has to look good with what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it should stay together. Like, and because it's so functional.
Yeah.
Like, it does have to be.
It does
suit
have to.
You.
It's a part of you.
Yeah. It does have to suit you, your needs.
Yes.
And
it's an extension of yourself.
Yeah. And and you carry it every day, so it should look good.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't feel so shallow
no
now.
No problem. I can always help you with that.
But the best bag I ever found was found in Goodwill, the $900 Goyard bag that I bought for $7. So it doesn't matter really how much you pay for it. It just matters like how good it is for you, you know?
Yeah.
And what I use every day is I use a huge L.L. Bean canvas duffel bag. Not a duffel bag, like a tote bag that has, it's like huge. It's an extra large size because I need to put the kids' lunches in, you know, two lunch boxes plus his water plus my sunscreen plus like my gym clothes plus
your
my
dog.
Key card plus my, plus my apples and sometimes a sweet potato wrapped up in plastic. So it all goes in there.
Whoa. Back up.
A turkey leg.
A sweet potato wrapped in plastic wrap?
Yeah.
Is that to throw at the annoying people in your office?
Just to gnaw on the bus or something like a crazy person?
A snack on the go. Yeah, sweet potatoes are so good for you.
It sounds good right now, actually.
Raw, cooked, baked,
She cooks it, and then she wraps it in a raw one. It'd be really funny.
No, you in bake it, but it's kind of mushy, so wrap it in saran wrap. But it's like, I don't always bring a lunchbox with me, so I just toss it in the bag.
You just break it open and start gnawing on the inside?
Just sucking out the inside?
I can peel off the...
I don't know why, you just totally picture her on the bus. Like, with her face and sweet potato. I know, but in my head, she's on the bus.
I'm in my car... sucking down a nice baked sweet potato full of vitamin A.
When your kids are older, they're going to be so embarrassed if they're in your car with you and you're doing that.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like, Mom, stop it with the sweet potato.
I just found in the bottom of my car a little Tupperware container that had a hard-boiled egg in it from probably 3 months ago.
Oh, gross.
It's so gross. Bob, I was like, hey, kids, look what I found. And Bob was like, no. Put it right in the trash. We didn't open it. But I was like, wow, I don't even know when that's from.
Wow.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny left it back there.
I know.
There.
It's like food in the car.
That's
can
so
be
gross.
Yeah.
Complex.
Well, anyway, I was in the car the other day. You know, right in the beginning when you see people crossing in front of you on the crosswalk. And this lady walks in front of me. I don't know. She was probably like 24 or something. Wearing high-waisted jean jorts and black tights. They were like super... high cut, and the black tights, you could actually see that, you know how you have that connecting part to the panty part of the pantyhose.
Yeah. Oh, that's high.
It was, they were high.
So they were high cut and high waisted.
High cut, high waisted black tights. Okay, we had been to the Grove like a couple days before that, and I saw two women wearing the exact same outfit. The high waisted jean shorts and the black tights.
What kind of shoes?
I don't remember because I was so taken aback. And then today. I see this girl, this high school girl, come. She was like helping with the kids or something after school. And she's wearing high-waisted jean shorts and black tights. Okay, wow. I'm like, this is not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Somebody on some TV show somewhere wore this god-awful outfit, and now it's a thing. Okay, beyond that, where are these people getting high-waisted jean shorts?
I would say Forever 21.
I was about to say Forever 21. Yeah.
Well,
bet you money.
Damn it. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. That is just, that's not cool.
I don't enjoy it. I don't like the sound of that trend at all.
It's terrible.
I want to see it though. I want to
see
what it looks like.
Now that I told you about it, you're going to see it everywhere.
I'm kind of excited. Good. It sounds very strange.
Yeah.
It's like messing
so
with
weird.
My sense of symmetry to think of like high-waisted shorts that are so short.
Yes.
That's freaking
exactly.
me out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's 4 in 1 week.
Wow.
4 in 1 week. Huh. Ungodly.
So speaking of trends and places like Century 21,
Forever 21,
not Century 21, which is New York. I, as I do most fall and holiday times, I really have a hankering to go shopping, but I don't have a job right now. So I'm wondering like how one does that. Like I kind of want to, you hear that phrase, shop your closet.
Mm-hmm.
Like how is that going to work? How does that work? Do you guys know how that works?
I guess you find clothes that you haven't worn for a long time and then figure out like, how can I make this now?
I guess so. Or maybe like reorganize stuff and see outfits that don't go together, that go together that you didn't went together.
Yeah, if you have some time to kill.
And I do because I don't have a job. So
there you go.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that and see like what do I have so I don't feel like I need to, like how do I satisfy that craving?
You can also do like a clothing swap.
Yeah, true.
Party.
That's true.
You know,
onto those,
like go
fun.
Through your closet and clean it out and then invite a bunch of people over for a clothing swap.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. Mm-hmm. I like that suggestion. I was wearing a t-shirt of yours today, Susan, that I got at a clothing swap.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, your closet's pretty organized anyway, so it's like, it's not like you're going to dig at it and find like a whole new section that you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know.
A whole new
know
section. It's like a whole new department.
Like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
One of those like crazy dreams you have, you know? Yeah, no, that's true. But I'm thinking maybe like the rearranging it and like looking at things that I haven't worn together before, you know, or like jewelry that mm-hmm. looks good with something that I didn't know about. So, it's just something to do, I guess.
Do you do this where sometimes you'll buy stuff and then you'll put it in the closet and then you like it so much that you're like, oh, I'm going to wait to wear that for a special occasion.
Totally.
And
don't
wait,
save
wait,
stuff.
Like what?
You can't save it.
I've had this shirt for like 2 months and
it's
I haven't
super
worn
cute.
It yet.
It is really cute on you.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm going to save that.
The so thing you is, saved it for tonight?
I evidently.
The thing is, you shouldn't save
tonight's
stuff.
Tonight's the night.
You should not save stuff that you love it so much. You just, I'm telling everybody, just you guys just wear it. Yeah. Don't save it. I mean, unless it's like a formal dress, but just freaking wear it. You love it. Wear it all the time.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult to have that hankering to I go know. Shopping when you are not able to be very spendy. You know, that's no fun. Yeah. So I guess what I try to do is I do not read fashion magazines, mm-hmm. you know, or even like go on the like clothing blogs or go to the J. Crew online. You know, I just like turn it off because when you see it, you want it.
Totally.
But if you don't see it, well, for me, if I don't see it, I don't want it. And then I don't have to think about it.
That's true.
Do you know what I still want?
Out of sight, out of mind.
That I was talking about last year at this time. Mm. I still want the navy blue turtleneck cashmere sweater.
From?
J. Crew. I just still want one.
Well,
wait till after
write
Christmas.
Write a letter to Santa Claus.
I'm Jewish.
Write a letter to Hanukkah Claus.
After Christmas, J. Crew always has their 30%, 40%, 50%, 60% off sale.
All
so
right. I'll try them
wait,
again.
Wait until after Christmas when everything's on sale. Yeah.
Okay, because I figure I've wanted it for a year. I should get it.
Yeah. I have a 60% off coupon for The Gap for November 19th.
All right. Maybe I'll do that. I have a skirt. I have the bottom half of an outfit, and I think the top half would look great with a navy blue turtleneck.
Do you have the shoes to go
Casper
with it?
Yeah, I have a skirt and boots.
There you go.
And I really
halfway
need the top.
There.
Yeah,
you I are such the fashionable one of the three of us, Amy. Yeah. Always right there with the wardrobe choices.
That's true.
So, guys,
years
now,
of training have brought me there.
We have some voicemails.
Yay!
Shall we take a listen?
Let's do it.
Hi, ladies. It's Connie from South Dakota. You guys asked for voicemails, so here you go. I just got done listening to your last show with the stories about seeing inappropriate things that guys were doing. Sorry, there's kids in the room, so I have to censor this. And it was hilarious and disgusting. The story about being elbowed in the movie theater, I almost threw up. But thank you, ladies, for the entertainment, you know, every week or every couple weeks. I live in South Dakota, like I said, so all of your stories about New York City and Los Angeles are awesome. It makes me thankful to live where I live, though. So keep it up, ladies. Bye.
Connie, that was awesome.
Well, thanks, Connie.
And also, we have a new tagline, thanks to Connie, which is hilarious and disgusting. I think that completely suits us, don't you?
I think it does. Yeah. I like it.
Did she say we almost made her throw up?
Yeah. Amy's story, right?
I'm going to assume from the theater. From laughter, right? Or
nice.
Sympathy, compassionate laughter.
Or disgust.
Or hilarity and disgustingness.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you.
I've been to South Dakota, and it's totally awesome. I love it.
It sounds really
there.
Pretty. I bet
My
it's beautiful.
My cousin lives there. I went to a wedding there. It's so beautiful and like vast open space. And it's like really, really, if I won the lottery, I would totally buy a house in South Dakota.
Nice. Wow.
It's really nice.
Geraldine could be your neighbor, Connie.
Yeah. I'll come live next door to you. Yeah. All right. What else do we have here?
Hi, The Kez Show. This is Shannon from Salem, Oregon. This is my fourth attempt to leave a voicemail. So let's see how it goes. Anyway, okay, so what I was saying before is that I, too, have started working out about 6 months ago, very heavily, because I'm trying to lose baby weight for my fourth child. So anyway, I started doing CrossFit, which I don't know if you've heard of it. I know, Geraldine, you said you've been doing a lot of weightlifting lately, and that's why you have this large canister of protein powder. You mentioned it in a podcast a while ago. I think it was even maybe in the summertime. Anyway, so I've been doing CrossFit, and I'm doing things I never thought I could do. I am, you know, doing clean and jerk, squat snatch, power cleans. I'm doing, you know, deadlifts, reverse deadlifts, walking lunge, all these things at a very high weight, weights that I never thought I could do. And it's amazing. And I love it. I feel strong. I feel powerful. It's great. I'm also running a lot these days. I'm running about, I don't know, 5-6 miles a day, probably 3 or 4 days a week, which is great. Now, this is the problem. It's made my metabolism crazy high, and so I'm hungry all the time, which is not great if you're trying to lose weight, right? So I am trying to figure all this out. What do you guys think? I need to lose about 10 pounds. I'm loving working out. I don't want to change what I'm doing, but I am hungry all the time. So there you have it, the Kez Show. And also, I did post this on your Facebook page, but what do you think about this movie, The Tree of Life? How do you like that? I just add that in on the end. All right. Well, talk to you later. Bye.
So thanks, Shannon, for calling. You've got basically two questions in there. Why are you hungry all the time? Or what can you do because you're working out so much and your metabolism is high? And also, what did we think of the Tree of Life movie?
And I also want to thank Shannon for trying 4 times to call us.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
cool. That's a lot of commitment.
I know what to do.
Okay.
Hungry all the time. You eat very fibrous fruits and vegetables, because those fill you up, and you can eat as many as you want to of vegetables at least, and you will not gain weight.
Jerilyn?
I actually have a different answer.
Okay.
I would think, Shannon, you need to be eating more protein, because the protein is going to keep you full. You can have fiber as well, but the protein is going to be very satiating. And especially when you're building muscle and lifting heavy weights, you need a lot of protein. In fact, figure 1 gram of protein for every pound that you weigh. So if you weigh 130 pounds, that's 130 grams of protein a day. So, and also you can divide it out. You need about 25 to 30 grams per meal. So that's a lot. So you get your protein powder, get your hard boiled eggs.
And protein bars for snacks.
Get your low sugar protein bars, get your chicken breast and
raw meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also have to say, when you said, Shannon, that you were looking to lose baby weight, for some reason, I assumed it was a lot more weight. So I think 10 pounds, I don't know. I was thinking like 30, 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. No idea why. I think I just told Shannon she looks fat. You don't. You look great. but to me, 10 pounds, when you're working out that hard, 10 pounds is probably not that much. It'll probably come off pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, so you should eat if you're that hungry. You'd be surprised. Like when I lost my baby weight, it came off, like when I was breastfeeding, it came off really fast. But towards the end there, it's like that last 5 pounds.
Yeah, that can be tough.
It took me like, I don't know, 5 months.
But you weren't working out like she is.
I wasn't working out at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's working out so hard that I think.
But I eat so little. I don't eat anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. I don't eat a lot.
Okay.
Also, Shannon, it's hard to tell, but that 10 pounds could be 10 pounds of muscle, because when you are lifting weights and building muscle, that muscle is going to weigh more than fat, and you can be in better shape and stronger, but you may weigh more than when you were skinny and weak. It's just a weird thing, and everybody's body's different, but you should listen to the Jillian Michaels podcast, because she talks about this kind of stuff all the time. It's very, very informative. Shannon,
and don't skip breakfast.
You have to eat something as soon as you wake up,
or
basically breakfast. You don't have to eat something as soon as you wake up.
You have to keep that sweet potato next to the bed. Stick your face in it the second
wrap
you
wrap it in saran wrap.
But I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Tree of Life I did not see.
I didn't see Tree of Life either
because it looked like it would make me cry, and I don't like to
cry. Confusing. She said on their Facebook page, she said it was very good.
Yeah.
So
I would have seen it. I didn't seek it out. If someone I knew wanted to see it, I would have, but I was just like,
it
that looks,
came and went around
looks hard.
Yeah. But no, we love to hear movie and book and any kind of recommendations from our listeners, because I know they have excellent taste. They've turned us on to so many good things. It's like whenever anybody has something they think we would like, tell us. Because now I'm going to rent Tree of Life and watch it.
Yeah, we're pretty good about that in general.
I mean, the whole reason I found the Home Fries podcast is because one of our listeners, Lori, mentioned it on our Facebook page. And
thanks,
she was
Lori.
Like, hey, have you guys heard of this? Have you guys been listening to these podcasts? And before then, they had not been on my radar. And I was like, wow. So listeners, please, any recommendation or suggestion, we always take to heart.
Yep,
we do.
So before we wrap it up, Susan, you have a story for us.
I have some amusing Thanksgiving stories.
Oh,
well,
yes.
They actually have nothing to do with Thanksgiving, but maybe it's something.
But it's around Thanksgiving now.
That you can retell around the Thanksgiving table.
There you go. All right.
It might be appropriate in some families. These are two stories about boogers.
Mm. Booger stories. Always good. Oh, there's always time for booger stories.
All right. So the first one is not about me. It's about a person that is within our family. And it's not my
our
husband.
Our podcast family here? No, is it Geraldine?
Within my extended family.
Oh, okay.
So this person went to a museum and you know how like sometimes you have like a little booger and you
sniff, crawling around in there?
Yeah. And so he was doing that like that, and it went fa-toing right on an ancient Egypt sculpture.
Oh no.
Gross.
And there awesome. It sat just attached to the Batoing. I don't even remember what it was, but
that's hilarious.
It was just sitting there attached, and he's like, oh shit, what do I do? He didn't know what to do. It's like if I try to get it, the little beep 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 right. might go off, and then how are you gonna explain that I was getting my booger off of the
right thing? I'll tell you what to do, you walk away.
And you know, it's tragic that I can't remember what he did. He either took it off or walked away. I can't remember.
Just gotta but walk either away.
Way, you know, it was an anticlimactic
That's
ending.
That's really
but,
funny.
But I thought that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. So the second one was when I was in my dancing days. I had these awesome, awesome thigh-high suede platform boots. Okay? Loved these boots. They were comfortable. Mm-hmm. I wore them all the time. They're kind of my signature. So I had a little cold one day.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sitting next to a patron, and he bought me a drink or something, talking away. This is a guy that had given me a lot of money. And talking, and I sneezed. And at this time, in the 90s, we didn't know about sneezing into your elbow. You sneeze into your hand.
Right.
Right? So I'm like, achoo, and I sneeze.
Oh, no.
And it's this big glob of snot. Luckily, the bar was very dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, oh, shit, what do I do with this handful of snot?
Oh, no, I know right where it's going.
So I reached my hand down, and like, I'm wearing like the littlest of nothing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Sitting there with this little, probably like a little tiny tank top thing and like a tiny little short skirts. Like there's nowhere to wipe it on me. So mm-hmm. So I put my hand down on the knee of my boot. I don't know what I was thinking. The knee of my boot, and just go, wah. Yeah. And then I didn't have time to go down to the bathroom and wipe it off of my boot,
mm-hmm.
my suede boot. So I had to go back up on stage.
Ew. Oh, that's so funny.
You are crazy.
Isn't that gross? Oh,
that's pretty
my God.
Funny.
It was so gross. And I was just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I have this big snot under the black lights.
Uh-oh. Did it glow?
It kind of glowed a little bit.
No one was looking at your boots, at least, though. That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So after that set, I like ran downstairs.
That's really funny.
And yeah, I don't think anyone noticed, but I was like, oh, gross, 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 gross. Like trying to wipe it off.
That's really, really funny.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Yeah, nobody knew about the vampire. Now it's all about the vampire sneeze. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do they teach that?
I still do it.
I teach that to my kids.
I still do it in my hands.
Yeah.
Is that really old fashioned?
What?
Yes.
It is old fashioned. It's dated. Now it's all about the vampire. Like you sneeze into the crook of your elbow.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's what they teach the kids in kindergarten.
Yeah, Henry does it now.
Yeah,
automatically.
Benji does it too. I guess it's kind of gross to do it in your hand because that's where the germs are going.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Okay, won't do that anymore.
Yeah, I think that's for the public health of everyone.
I think so too.
And cold season is coming up,
mm-hmm.
so it's consider this our public service announcement. Remember, do the vampire
sneeze in your elbow.
Mm-hmm. I think that about wraps it up for this evening. We have some thank yous to say since it's Thanksgiving time, and we have plenty to be thankful for.
We do, and I want to say thanks to all our new listeners who are giving us a chance. We're so happy to have you guys around, and we hope that that you stick around because we're hilarious and disgusting. And thank you to our longtime listeners, of course. You guys are awesome, and thank you that you stayed subscribed and that you listen week after week, even when you don't agree with us. We always love to hear it, and we always appreciate you.
Yes, and I have a thank you also. I want to say thank you to Lauren in Canada, and she wrote us to say that even though she is a devout Christian, And a Canadian.
And a Canadian.
Yep, that too.
She a devout
She loves
Canadian?
Our show and found my tale of the loss of my Christian faith quite interesting. Thanks to everybody who takes the time to reach out to us also. Whether it's a comment on a Facebook post or a call on the voicemail line, we absolutely love to hear from you. So please keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
We love it all. Facebook, Home Fries blog, voicemail.
iTunes.
iTunes reviews. Totally mm-hmm. forgot about that one. We also want to say thank you to the whole Home Fries gang for welcoming us over to Home Fries
Hub.
Because we love it there. It's wonderful and comfy and warm and snuggly.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can come on over there and snuggle with us. So until next week.
Bye, guys.
Achoo.